Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to The Public File. My name is Kat Modrew. My guest for this part of The Public File program, it's so cool when you get to have two friends on the air to talk to you, but about legitimate stuff, so this is all good. My guests are Wayne Wiley. He's the Economic Development Manager for the City of Roseville, and Jamie Hazen. She is on a board called the Downtown Roseville Partnership, and she is the liaison to a group called the Downtown Roseville Merchants, and we are talking today about the Downtown Roseville Partnership. Hello, my friends.
Hey,
Hi, I miss you. I guess I'll be seeing you both later on today at another meeting, but that's another story. Full disclosure, I do work with the Downtown Roseville Partnership, and it does great stuff for this South Placer city. Which one of you wants to talk about what the Downtown Roseville Partnership is and kind of how it came to be, a little history, if you'd be so kind?
Yeah, I guess I can go ahead and start, and Jamie, feel free to jump in if I miss anything. Really, what we call the PBID, the Property Business Improvement District, was initially approved back in 2015. And so essentially, it's a kind of geographical area where property owners pay a special assessment, and that assessment is levied to really help provide improvements to this area, to help provide and advertise special activities, and to provide security. And so last year, I'm happy to announce that the PBID was approved for an additional 10 years. So that means that downtown, we're going to have the ability to take some of these special assessments and continue to provide great services for our residents, for our customers, and for our businesses that are located down there.
So is it kind of that you can, monies brought in by all of the property owners, bigger things can happen than if one property owner wants to create an improvement? I'm using simple words but isn't that kind of the just behind it? If everybody kicks in, bigger things can happen than if one person has a great idea but doesn't have the funds to power wash the streets or, you know, do all kinds of other things.
No, that's absolutely right. And so basically, incrementally, right, if you have a collective group that can contribute smaller amounts, you ultimately lessen the impact on those individual people, but you also create a larger pot of money to do more with. And, you know, I also work for the city as the economic development manager. And so there's things that the city is doing and continues to do to improve the area. This special assessment really helps to take it above what the normal tax dollars and the special districts would allow for normally. And so the other benefit is we have the DRP, which is the Downtown Roseville Partnership Board. And essentially that's kind of an advisory board made up of property owners and other community partners who help kind of identify projects that could help further the vision of our downtown. And so you have a collective group who's deciding how to spend this money to improve, you know, and to improve the area.
So Jamie Hazen has the interesting, she's the liaison to the Downtown Roseville Merchants. So follow along with me, because this was hard for me to understand at first. The Downtown Roseville Partnership benefits the owners of the buildings, but in the buildings are merchants who can raise the property values and bring traffic down by how they work and present themselves. So, Jamie, talk about the downtown Roseville merchants and how you represent them at the DRP. So many initials, DRM, DRP, there's more. Go on.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kat. So, as Kat mentioned, the property owners typically own the buildings, and then the merchants are inside the buildings. In some cases, it's both. We have owner-occupied merchant buildings, and that's really fantastic when that happens, too. The Merchants Association really appreciates the value that the Downtown Roseville Partnership adds. Again, it's a property tax assessment, and it that money goes to help things around the Merchants Association as well. So, for example, last year in 2019, the Merchants Association coordinated the Downtown Tuesday Night Street Fair. It's a huge event that's been going on for many, many years in downtown. So, unfortunately, we couldn't do it this year. Same with the Jazz Festival. There was a jazz festival that's been new here that the Downtown Roseville Partnership was helping with. And those musicians were placed in several of the merchant buildings, several of the restaurants. Unfortunately, that couldn't happen again this year. But there's a lot of things that the Downtown Roseville Partnership does that improve the area for all of the merchants. For example, the Downtown Roseville Partnership worked with Union Pacific Railroad last year and installed some new fencing along the railroad. That's gorgeous, and that just updates the whole area for the merchants and the property owners. Again, as stated by Wayne, there was a contract with private security company. That helps the merchants as well. The security officers we have down here really have a pulse on what's going on, and so they're helping the merchants at the same time. So that's a win-win situation. Another thing that just happened is the city and the Downtown Partnership just hired a homeless navigator. So that person is going to be down in this area part of the time, too, helping get resources to the homeless and, you know, making this a safe area to be in. One of our main merchants, the Blue Line Gallery, Blue Line Arts, they've been doing mural projects. The last year, they painted 5 murals on buildings, and this year, they're slated for another 4 in the district. And one at the Old Johnson Pool, which is just outside the district. But that really spruces up the area.
Yeah.
It spruces up for the merchants are happy to participate in events like this. And, you know, we're just trying to make this a really great and vibrant place to be.
Go ahead, Wayne.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Jamie, just to add to that, you know, another thing that's exciting that should be happening towards the end of this month in partnership with Blue Line Art Gallery, is they're going to do a temporary mural program in Town Square, consistent with the We Are Roseville kind of theme that the city is really pushing and advertising right now. And so there's going to be artists that are going to come down to Vernon Street in the Town Square, paint murals. In addition to that, we're trying to coordinate the K-Rail barriers that have been installed. So just to give you a little background, the city has worked with the DRP and the merchants to install outdoor dining platforms.
Since COVID.
Because, you know, restaurants obviously were struggling with the limited capacity that they could have indoors. And so there again, you know, the whole theme, and I'm going off on a tangent for a bit, but I do want to give this plug. The whole theme is about the partnership, right? That everyone plays a role in the great things that we're able to do based on that partnership. So going back to the outdoor barriers, our platforms, there's concrete barriers that we're working with Blue Line to commission artists to go ahead and paint those there, again, to add to the vibrancy that we were just talking about for downtown. So another shameless plug, if you haven't been downtown in a while, come down, because we have, even with COVID, we have a lot going on. We have our Town Square with the water features, so you can bring your family, you can bring your kids, you can grab food at one of our great restaurants, you can play in the water feature, and just kind of check out some of the improvements. You know, I think there's some folks that have been going down there more so, and so they know about it, But I think there's still a lot of people who may not know about everything that's happening in downtown Roseville.
Well, let's talk about that a little more. If you're just joining me, my guests are Jamie Hazen. She is on the Downtown Roseville Partnership Board as the liaison to the Downtown Roseville Merchants. And Wayne Wiley is also a board member and the economic development manager for the city of Roseville. Talk about, Wayne, the partnerships. I think it was like a 15-year plan to revitalize downtown Roseville, which is Vernon Street and the surrounding areas. And it seemed for the longest time that you couldn't see the improvements because maybe they were behind the scenes or maybe they were incremental. But to your point, people who haven't been down for a while, everything, it feels as though is kind of coming together, and it's greatly due to partnerships. And I'm going to give you a high five because you are Switzerland. You are so great to work with the different entities and make things come together. But talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. So going back, we have the downtown. And I'll try not to geek out too much because I used to be a
geek out.
That's kind of an overarching policy document that was approved by with the help of community partners. And so it basically outlines a development horizon and time and desired projects that are supposed to occur in our downtown to help with the revitalization and redevelopment of the area. And so you're right. It has been about 10 years. And obviously, when you're talking about a specific plan or any kind of large-scale development, there's going to be kind of that back-end time where you have to plan and you have to prepare, you have to get your financing in order. But right now is such a such an exciting a time because now all the fruits of that labor are coming to fruition. And so you're seeing, you know, there's been millions of dollars pumped into the infrastructure and capital improvement projects downtown. You know, we have the construction of three bridges that provide connectivity kind of from the Vernon Street corridor area over Royer Creek to Royer Park, and there's additional homes over there. So we have three bridges that have been constructed there. We have two parking garages that are constructed. This is free public parking. So I know a lot of times in downtown areas, that's obviously a concern about convenient parking. You know, between the on-street parking and the parking garages, we have over 1,000.
Mm. So, that's awesome.
Come down. Yeah, it is. It really is nice.
So Jamie, as a member of the Downtown Roseville Partnership, was instrumental in bringing Downtown Tuesday Nights to Vernon Street for the last few years, and most people have heard about that before. That went away, and some other things went away. Boy, I remember the March Downtown Roseville Partnership phone meeting right when everything shut down, and there was this, you know, now what? And you have, in spite of everything, you were telling me that there are new companies and restaurants and businesses that are opening full speed ahead. COVID be damned, huh?
Yes. Actually, there's a few new businesses that have opened up, and, you know, cheers and kudos to them. We have a new, it's called Fresh Press. It's graphics, media, and screen printing on Vernon Street. A lot of you are familiar with Randy Peters Catering, and they are opening a little bistro out front that should be open very soon. I can't wait to go there. It's called 105 Noshery. If you've ever had food from Randy Peters Catering, you're going to have to know, you're going to have to go there, and you're going to know that the food there is going to be amazing.
Killer.
So a little bistro out front, that is going to be so awesome. I can't wait for that. And then we have a new lighting company that opened this year as well. And the post office, hopefully you know now that the post office moved. They're now at the corner of South Grant and Oak Street. I went in there the other day to check the mail, and it is really nice in there. Very clean, really nice, and very, it's still in the same area, so it's very walkable.
Right.
Everything down here is very walkable, easy to get to. Wayne touched on the parking garages right next door to almost everything now. So there is a lot of parking. It's absolutely wonderful. So, yeah, in spite of COVID, we have had some new businesses just prevail, and they're going strong, and more power to them. And more power to, you know, kudos to those businesses that had to kind of bob and weave a little bit during this time and come up with some creative ways to do business and by appointment only and just keep themselves moving and viable And we've had quite a few businesses that are just are thriving right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. Outdoor dining has come to thing.
Yes, Wayne?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jamie, and apologies for interrupting.
Hey, we're doing the best we can here.
Yeah, one thing that I did want to note was, you know, with the new businesses opening, our vacancy rate along kind of Vernon Street, that Vernon Street corridor, is a lot lower than a lot of other downtowns. And that's just a testament to, there again, the partnerships and the success of our businesses. But for folks that are interested in maybe opening up or relocating or expanding, I would definitely encourage you to take a look. You can go on our website at roseville.ca.us, click on economic development and see available spaces. And one of the things that the DRP offers is there's a grant program that we provide for facade improvements. And so businesses that are located within the district can apply for this money. And then the city also has various incentives that if you're interested in having a business in the city of Roseville, particularly in the downtown, feel free to talk to us about that.
Mm-hmm. My guests are Wayne Wiley and Jamie Hazen, and we're talking about the Downtown Roseville Partnership. Jamie, you were instrumental in the last few years in putting together something called Family Night that was spearheaded by the Downtown Roseville Merchants, and it was thousands of people right around Halloween having a fabulous time. Well, here comes COVID, and as we speak, as people are listening to this, this event that you're going to talk about might be sold out, but it might not be. But what's happening later on in the month of October in a COVID kind of way?
Sure. So a lot of you are familiar with Family Fun Night that used to happen every year the Thursday before Halloween. Well, this year we're still trying to bring you an event, if we're allowed to call it that, but it's a social distancing event. We're calling it Downtown Roseville Drive-Through Trick-or-Treat. It's going to be like a car parade. It will be Thursday, October 29th, same time, 4 to 7 p.m. Again, socially distanced car parade, no foot traffic. The merchants will be coming outside of their businesses, so the streets will be closed. The merchants will be coming outside of their businesses and handing out candy to the cars as they go by in this drive-through trick-or-treat parade. Going to be super fun. The merchants are going to be dressed up. The Downtown Roseville Partnership is providing candy. Roseville Police Department is going to be out here with a car and hand out stickers. And, there's going to be a lot of merchants on the street. We're looking for 30. We're hoping to get 30 merchants in total.
That's awesome.
It will be the 200, 300, and 400 blocks of Vernon Street. So there will be a street closure for those of you in the area.
How do people register?
The website is godowntownroseville.com, and that is the Facebook and Instagram as well. And we can only have 600 people.
By the time this airs, we might have 600 people. But if we crush it this year, then look out 2021, right?
Absolutely. Hopefully, 2021 we can go back to Family Fun Night.
Exactly. Exactly.
So.
My guests are Jamie Hazen and Wayne Wiley. Wayne is the Economic Development Manager for the City of Roseville, and Jamie is the liaison between the Downtown Roseville Partnership and the Downtown Roseville Merchants. I kind of threw this out there, but so the Downtown Roseville Partnership they have a day porter program. Maybe start with Wayne and then give Jamie the other half, but we've got about 3-4 more minutes. Some of the projects that have come to fruition because of the Downtown Roseville Partnership. If Wayne, you want to start, and then Jamie can take it on home.
Yeah, you know, one of the programs that I'm really excited for and proud of is that facade program that I mentioned. We offer up to $10,000 for business owners within the district to improve their facade. And one, that's a great kind of recruitment tool to use for businesses that are looking to maybe locate in Roseville. But two, it really improves the overall area. It kind of gives that little extra initiative or incentive for folks who are looking to reinvest into their business. And then it just improves kind of the overall streetscape. So that's been great. There's another lighting project located between 316 Vernon Street, which is an office, four-story office building of the city, and the old office site. we have a lighting project there, which is some kind of ambient lighting. And so, you know, incrementally, like I said, all of these small projects just go to add into the overall kind of characteristics of our downtown. Jamie, did you want to add anything else regarding projects?
Just real quick. The partnership allows the merchants to reap the benefits of a lot of the stuff that's down here, the safety, the cleanliness. The partnership pays for street cleaning, or power washing, I'm sorry. The partnership recently put up new street signs in the downtown area, and they're really neat. They kind of go with the motif of the downtown area. There's been alley cleanups and enhancements. Like I stated earlier, the Roseville Mural Project Phase 2 will be beginning soon. And the holiday parade is still on schedule right now.
Oh, that wow.
Is scheduled. Hopefully that's going to happen, but so stay tuned. But the Downtown Roseville Partnership is a big sponsor of that as well. So fingers crossed that might still be able to happen, but we'll see. So stay tuned for that. I also want to note, too, that in 2019, there were 13 new merchants that came to the store. So there's new businesses coming all the time, and they're fantastic. And like Wayne said earlier, if you haven't been down here in a while, get down here because we're still doing stuff and we're having fun, and it's great down here.
And Jamie, real quickly, if people want more information specifically about the Downtown Roseville Partnership, the businesses and the property owners who are a part of it, because it's a certain group of streets and a certain length of the streets, and events that are going on, and the Halloween, the Downtown Roseville Partnership drive-through trick-or-treat, where would they go? What's the website? And then we'll head it over to Wayne.
Sure. The website is godowntownroseville.com. Also, that's the same for Facebook and Instagram. So remember that. GoDowntownRoseville.com. They do the group that manages that. They do amazing the website and the social media. So follow them on Facebook and Instagram, and you will not be disappointed. You'll know everything there is to know about Downtown Roseville.
And Wayne Wiley, Economic Development Manager for the City of Roseville, where can people who maybe want to set up shop down that way, where would they go?
Yeah, they should go to the city website. So that's going to be roseville.ca.us. From there, you can kind of navigate through the various departments. But specifically, if you click on economic development, you can see some of the projects that we're working on, things that are in our pipeline, and then you can find my direct contact information on there as well.
Good stuff. And I've got to chime in as the third. If you haven't been down to downtown Roseville for a while, you're missing out, so head on down. Wayne Wiley, Jamie Hazen with the Downtown Roseville Partnership, thanks for being a part of this, and thanks for what you do to the city that we all love.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Again, the DRP website is godowntownroseville.com. This has been The Public File. I'm Kat Modrew, and as always, thank you all so much for listening.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.